The Clean Water Act celebrates its 35th birthday, but a group of scientists are questioning whether the EPA is properly enforcing it. And across the Atlantic, five nations find themselves in trouble with the European Union for missing pollution control benchmarks. Today is October 19th, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Thursday, October 18th was a special day for America's waters, wetlands, and watersheds as the Clean Water Act turned 35. However, a study released Tuesday by the National Research Council says states and the federal government need to better coordinate their efforts to monitor and protect the water of the Mississippi River. Analysts for the study referenced the successful cleanup of the Chesapeake Bay as an example of the Mississippi River efforts could follow. The scientists also called for the report to be a top consideration for Congress as it considers reauthorizing the Farm Bill and the Clean Water Act. The Council is an arm of the National Academy of Sciences, an independent organization chartered by Congress to advise the government on scientific matters. The study was sponsored by the McKnight Foundation of Minneapolis. During the 2004 election, readers of Pollution Engineering asked President Bush and Senator Kerry why EPA doesn't pay as much attention to farms as other U.S. industries. Now EPA is doing something about it, announcing on Wednesday the establishment of the first-ever Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Federal Advisory Committee. The committee is being formed under the guidelines of the National Strategy for Agriculture. The committee will advise the administrator on environmental policy issues impacting farms, ranches, and rural communities, and operate under the rules of the Federal Advisory Committee Act. Initially, EPA will ask the committee to focus on how farms impact climate change, livestock pollution, and sustainability. Coming up, the European Union admonishes five member nations for not meeting pollution control requirements for SO2 and particulates, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
European Union regulators initiated legal action this week against five member states for having air pollution levels that exceed EU limits and which can cause health problems. The European Commission, the 27-nation bloc's executive, said it was starting legal procedures against Britain, France, Italy, Spain, and Slovenia for too high levels of sulfur dioxide. The Commission also said it was asking 23 national governments to submit information on how they would bring down high levels of PM10 to EU-approved standards. According to the Commission, 70% of towns and cities with a population of 250,000 or more in the EU had reported exceeding limits on the particles.
This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.